Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. You're going to want to stay put, everybody, because my next special guest isn't quite here yet, but he will be joining me at the bottom of the hour. If you're a parent that has ever juggled finishing your degree and parenting and working and all that stuff, you know how hard it is to get that to that magic graduation day. His graduation's coming up on Saturday. He's going to join me at 3:30 to talk with Tom and I about the experience and his journey. Do not miss that. And of course, Dom Salvia comes back at the top of the hour. He's going to drop a keyword on you so that you can participate by texting that keyword via the Civic Media app in Civic Media's grown-up gift grab bag text to win contest. Lots of fun prizes for you all. And from Chippewa Falls, you had a question about this last segment. Please go ahead.
Hi, Maggie. I just want to make a comment to Michelle. You are a hero, Michelle. You just keep fighting for what is right. I'm so proud of you for calling in. We are definitely going backwards. I'm a former teacher, and this is just appalling to me. The white Christian nationalists now have the power because of Project 2025 and Trump. And I'm so glad I'm not teaching anymore, but I'm telling you, these young people that have children in school districts, my hats go off to you. And I just want her to know that I'm so proud that she called in, because you can't tell me that there's not one Republican out there that has a gay child or someone from the LGBTQ plus community. Shame on them. That's all I have to say. Thank you, Maggie.
Thanks so much, Anne. I think Tom and I would concur wholeheartedly with that. Speaking of bought and paid for elected officials, how about that for a transition? Axios had a headline just yesterday that said, Joe Manchin and Kristen Sinema give their final middle finger to their constituents as they leave the Senate. Tell us what that's all about, Tom, and your take on their votes.
Well, the National Labor Relations Board currently has a majority of Democrats compared to Republicans. So they tend to be ruling based more on workers' rights than, quote, corporate rights. And this was a way to lock in that Democratic majority moving forward. And there was a vote, which was, there was a lot of pressure put on by unions and other people to get Schumer to actually hold the vote in the Senate. And it looked like it was going to be close, but I think it was implied that Manchin and Sinema would be voting for this. Mm-hmm. But by the time it actually came closer to the vote, Sinema voted no, and Joe Manchin was nowhere to be found. So it was 49-49 at that point. And then word was received that Joe Manchin was running back to the Senate in order to cast his vote against having this person sit, continue to sit on the board. And it, when you think about that, it has nothing to do with their constituents. The current people they represent, it has everything to do with their corporate donors who said, we would like you to give us back some of the rights that we want to have, like being able to classify people as contract workers versus employees, and being able to basically allow people to work overtime without necessarily having to pay them. And you and I have talked about money in politics a lot, but I think the bottom line here is this was an obvious vote to take care of their donors, and it was a direct insult to the people that voted for them in the beginning. And there are no consequences because they're on their way out.
Of course. And the idea that Joe Manchin, who represents West Virginia, would not take a pro-labor vote. And it's not like he was actually making rules as the NLRB. He was voting to confirm a nomination for Lauren McFerrin to serve another term on the NLRB, which would have kept Democrats in control of the NLRB for another year or
so. For two years.
Thanks, Tom. So like there's no downside. There's literally no downside for him to do the thing that would be better for West Virginians. There was no downside for Kristen Sinema, except maybe if you're actually thinking about your next job in the private sector and pleasing your corporate overlords that may be the ones deciding how much you earn in your next job. It's absolutely ridiculous. By the way, Sinema hasn't been around or cast a vote in the Senate since Thanksgiving. But she came back for this one.
She made it back for this one.
And Joe Manchin was like across town in D.C., as you mentioned, and had to like rush back because had he not done so, they would have had a tie and it would have gone to VP Harris.
He did a John McCain in the weirdest way possible, right? He showed up at the last minute and said, no, I'm not for the workers. Thank you very much.
It's just, it's literally an embodiment of why money in politics is totally wrong, right? And I don't care if you're a Democratic big money donor or a Republican one. It's equally corrupting. But the reality is when our tax system allows someone to acquire so much wealth that they can spend $10 million a day every day for 100 years and still have nearly $150 billion left, money in politics will, of course, screw the middle class. Like that, like dot, 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 like cause, effect. Like that is how it works. And we can argue about tax rates and tax burdens and all like the details of that until we're blue in the face. But until we understand that we have locked corruption into our system and that we, the people, as Tom from LA likes to say, are the government and do something about this. In other words, a constitutional amendment to fix this. We're going to continue to see senators and congresspeople voting against the best interests of their constituents because they have to get their campaigns paid for.
And to tie this back, what we were talking about before when it comes to the economy, we talked about inflation, but the other side of it is wage growth. This is going to depress wage growth. So not only is inflation probably going to be increasing, wage growth is now going to be decreasing.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's going to be an even further crunch on the middle class and those of us that work. So stay tuned.
Yeah, stay tuned. Folks, that's Tom Paulswitz, my special guest host this Thursday afternoon. You can find him with me every Thursday for the entire show because it's more fun with my friend Tom. And now in the next segment, we got our special guest who's graduating from UWM while parenting and working, I'd say, kind of a high-profile job. We're going to hear from him next. Cannot wait. Full-time job. I'm Maggie Naughton. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Keep it locked. Your farm update with Pam Yonke is next.